100 bone-hard jaws dropped. "I mean, look at you!" Carrot shook his head. "Can you imagine what your poor, white-bearded old mother, slaving away back in her little hole, wondering how her son is getting on tonight, can you imagine what she'd think if she saw you now, your own dear mother's, who first showed you how to use a pickaxe?" Nobby, standing by the doorway in terror and amazement, was aware of a growing chorus of nose-blowings and muffled sobs, as Carrot went on, "She's probably thinking, I expect he's having a quiet game of dominoes or something." A nearby dwarf, wearing a helmet encrusted with 6-inch spikes, started to cry gently into his beer. "And I bet it's a long time since any of you wrote her a letter, too. And you promised to write every week." Nobby absent-mindedly took out a grubby handkerchief and passed it to a dwarf who was leaning against the wall, shaking with grief. "Now then," said Carrot kindly, "I don't want to be hard on anyone, but I shall be coming past here every night from now on, and I shall expect to see proper standards of dwarf behaviour. I know what it's like when you're far from home, but there's no excuse for this sort of thing." He touched his helmet. "Gurhuk tuk." Evening all. Literally, felicitations to all present at the closing of the day. He gave them all a bright smile and half walked, half crouched out of the bar. As he emerged into the street, Nobby tapped him on the arm. "Don't you ever do anything like that to me again," he fumed. "You're in the city watch. Don't give me any more of this law business." "But it is very important," said Carrot, seriously, trotting after Nobby as he sidled into a narrower street.
"Not as important as staying in one piece," said Nobby. "Dwarf bars! If you've got any sense, my lad, you'll come in here and shut up."
Carrot stared up at the building they had reached. It was set back a little from the mud of the street. The sounds of considerable drinking were coming from inside. A battered sign hung over the door. It showed a drum. "A tavern, is it?" said Carrot thoughtfully. "Open at this hour."
"Don't see why not," said Nobby, pushing open the door. "Damn useful idea. The mended drum."
"And more drinking?" Carrot thumbed hastily through the book.
"I hope so," said Nobby.
He nodded to the troll, which was employed by the drum as a splatter, which is like a bouncer, but trolls use more force.
"Evening, detritus. Just showing the new lad the ropes."
The troll grunted and waved a crusted arm. The inside of the mended drum is now legendary as the most famous disreputable tavern on the Discworld, and such a feature of the city that after recent unavoidable redecorations, the new owner spent days recreating the original patina of dirt, soot, and less identifiable substances on the walls and imported a ton of pre-rotted rushes for the floor. The drinkers were the usual bunch of heroes, cutthroats, mercenaries, desperados and villains, and only microscopic analysis could have told which was which. Thick coils of smoke hung in the air, perhaps to avoid touching the walls. The conversation dipped fractionally as the two guards wandered in, and then rose to its former level. A couple of cronies waved to Nobby. He realised that Carrot was busy.
"What are you doing?" he said. "And no talking about mothers, right?"
"I'm taking notes," said Carrot grimly. "I've got a notebook."
"That's the ticket," said Nobby. "You'll like this place. I comes here every night for my supper."
"How do you spell contravention?" said Carrot, turning over a page.
"I don't," said Nobby, pushing through the crowds.
A rare impulse to generosity lodged in his mind.
"What do you want to drink?"
"I don't think that would be very appropriate," said Carrot. "Anyway, strong drink is a mocker."
He was aware of a penetrating stare in the back of his neck, and turned and looked into the big, bland and gentle face of an orangutan. It was seated at the bar with a pint mug and a bowl of peanuts in front of it. It tilted its glass amicably towards Carrot and then drank deeply and noisily by apparently forming its lower lip into a sort of prehensile funnel and making a noise like a canal being drained. Carrot nudged Nobby.
"There's a monkey," he began.
"Don't say it," said Nobby urgently. "Don't say the word. It's the librarian. Works up at the university. Always comes down here for a nightcap of an evening."
"And people don't object?"
"Why should they?" said Nobby. "He always stands his round, just like everyone else."
Carrot turned and looked at the ape again. A number of questions pressed for attention, such as, where does it keep its money?
The librarian caught his gaze, misinterpreted it, and gently pushed the bowl of peanuts towards him. Carrot pulled himself to his full, impressive height and consulted his notebook. The afternoon spent reading the laws and ordinances had been well spent.